Because one thing I very much admired about you is that you have resolutely, and perhaps more publicly than any other member of your family, stuck by Michael through all these many public difficulties.
My family, they don't do very many interviews, and I think I do the most out of everyone in my family, so...
But you've really gone out there for him. I remember there was one thing where you wore a T-shirt that expressed the kind of... Do you remember that T-shirt? What was it? It said on it, I'm a pervert too, or something.
No, just said pervert too.
Pervert too. Right.
Which was just that was the name of a company.
But it's a cool thing for you to do, because obviously you're aware of the repercussions when people see that. It's like, I know you're not saying he's a pervert, but you're saying, look, you're calling names, and this is a name, and I'm wearing it, and I'm with him, and we're united.
Well, I think the most the public has seen me truly stick by my brothers when we did the video Scream. And that's really what it was about. People constantly, you know, messing with him. And me being his little sister and having his back the way a family should.
He's obviously, clearly, a fabulously talented person. I've seen him live. I don't know if you've ever seen him live. He's great. Dynamite.
Yeah,
but clearly, lots of the things, and I would interpret this, you know, the constant surgery that seems to be going on, the changing his skin color, that kind of stuff.
When people say that, the changing of the skin color, but no, but he truly has, he has a vitiligo, and it's actually in my family. Okay. He's not the only person in my family who actually has it.
I didn't realize that other people in your family had that.
Yeah.
Okay. But he seemed to me like he's a man who needs help. I'll be honest with you, there seem to be signs there that you would have to be pretty far removed from reality yourself, not to see those signs here, that here's a human being who needs help.
You know, I wish he would allow people to really get to know him the way that his family knows him.
So you think it's that, the distance that he puts up, because he's the one who prevents that happening as well.
Well, of course. I mean, if he chose to do interviews, he could, but he really doesn't do very many, and he is the warmest, most down-to-earth person, the silliest person, loves to have a great deal of fun, and he's just like, truly, like everyone else, and I think it's more of the media that has made him out to be something that he really isn't.
Well, they do. I mean, I don't know what's going on there. I probably never will, but certainly, there does seem to be sometimes a case to be made for people, it looks like they're persecuting other people. Janet is on the show this evening. Janet made absolutely no demands to come on the show. Okay, we had no request from her record company, from anyone involved in Janet Jackson to come on the show. And in the Daily Mirror yesterday, the big thing in the paper saying, diva Janet demands black roses, a limo and bubbly for being on this show.
Are you kidding?
And I was kind of amazed that, you know, how simple is it to make, especially a newspaper, which is, as tabloids go, not a particularly bad one. And so there must be stuff like that going on in your life, and obviously stuff which perhaps more specifically affects Michael that goes on all the time.
It goes on all the time with entertainers, and the majority of the things that people actually read, they're not true. But it sells papers, so that's why they do it.
And how is he at the moment, in terms of what's all going on at the moment? How is his emotional health? How is his kind of... Because we read that he's bankrupt,
My brother's great. He truly is. He's doing very, very well.
Okay.
He really is.
All right. You are obviously doing great. I think, you know, that's never been in doubt. You seem to be very focused, and especially at the moment, you seem to be coming from a very happy place. Would I be right that your life is going as you want it to be?
This is the happiest that I've really ever been in my life. I'm truly experiencing, I'm in love, and really experiencing what a relationship is truly supposed to feel like.
You know, we mentioned earlier, you said your weight does fluctuate sometimes as well. Is that kind of a binge eating because you just fancy a snack, or is that kind of when you're less happy?
No, I mean, it could come from different things. Believe it or not, from a lack of eating, not eating very much, your body goes into starvation mode.
Because I occasionally have a little binge, I'll be honest with you. I know it's hard to believe. But
what do you like?
Well, I like, I tell you what I like. I think women go for savouries more than sweet things when they
do.
Like crisps, like potato chips you would have, and dips, crumpets.
What's a crumpet?
It's a little, it's like a pikelet. You know what a pikelet is?
Pikelet?
A pikelet is like a thin crumpet.
Wait a minute, a pikelet?
A pikelet. You never had a pikelet? You think you've lived, you haven't lived. You like Marmite?
What? Marmite?
I envy you.
Marmite?
You have a world of taste experience ahead of you.
No, truly, there are a lot of things that I've never tried. Even my friends get freaked out.
Next time you come over, I'm going to ask you, and I know you like to do the big numbers there, I'm going to ask you, would you come and sing on the show for us?
Sure.
Would you really?
Yeah.
In return, as many pie cakes as you can carry.
I'll do that if you get a piercing. But I have to choose where you get it.
Oh my, you're thinking about the old...
I didn't say that.
Well,
if
you
come on and sing and you give me the pie clit or whatever that's called...
I can't help but think you're getting the better end of the deal here. So I've just got to buy you a little thing, right? You've got to eat a pie clit, and then I have to get myself pierced for you.
I'm coming on the show to sing, too.
Well, that would be great. I know, I'd like that, but...
You're married, right?
I'm married, but she...
Your wife is going to love it.
I'll be honest with you. I'm not so worried about her. I'm worried about the 30 seconds when the needle goes through the end of the bag.
You'll be fine.
What do you mean I'll be fine?
You'll bleed a little bit when you use
the bathroom. Don't do that. I'll be famous. Last time I gave blood, I fainted.
You'll be fine.
I know I look robust, but I'm not. I'm quite fragile. Where do you want me to get pissed? Okay. Have to find a bigger one, won't we?
You're shady.
No. Ladies and gentlemen, the lovely Janet Jackson. Hey, thank you so much. Thank you. A pleasure. Thank you so much. Thank you to all my guests this evening, and weren't they all great? They really were. Elliot Gould, Jake Gyllenhaal, and Miss Janet Jackson. Thank you all much.